This is John Batchelor. Drones, from Lazar Berman's column in the Times of Israel. Years after drone warfare transformed other battlefields, the IDF seems caught off guard by Hezbollah's effective use of first-person and fiber-optic UAVs, leaving troops in southern Lebanon exposed yet again. Here's David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who fought in the 06 struggle in Lebanon, now commenting on the drone warfare, cheap drone warfare, inexpensive, effective, used by Hezbollah against the IDF. More of this tonight.
The Israelis are in some ways at the forefront of that. They are at the cutting edge of that. They have a whole fleet of drones that have different purposes, and they export them. And even in the Azerbaijan-Armenia conflict, right, they're a key supplier to Azerbaijan, much to the chagrin of the Armenians. When it comes to the FPVs, like you said, this is something that there's no answer to it. I mean, here's the way these actors operate. And we see the Ukrainians operating this way with the Russians. If you can't match your foe conventionally and you don't have the budget, like the Ukrainians don't, and like Hezbollah doesn't, the IDF has spent decades becoming this technological superpower. And it very much relies a lot on high technology, on advanced technology in warfare. Hezbollah obviously doesn't have the R&D capabilities. It doesn't have the money to match that. So what do? You develop a method that kind of flies under the radar, right? So we saw this, by the way, with Hezbollah using anti-tank guided missiles on the border as snipers. Right? And this is something that, it's a cheap method. It's a low-tech method. And Iron Dome and all these billions of dollars that Israel has invested in missile defense, ineffective. And it's the same thing with these drones. It's how do you find the figurative chink in the armor of this technological superpower with something that, so simple that, but there's still no response to it. And I think the Israelis,